because in the end, no man, woman, or hound will always trust your inner voice. Big, big,
three,
fat,
fat,
radio.
The Sucker Radio, the originators of today's modern radio.
Am I original? Yeah. Am I the only one?
Everybody's tuned in, even other radio stations are locked on.
Everything you need, you better rock your body now. Everybody, rock your body.
We are the best when it comes to music. Great shows, diverse personalities, the very best in intellect when it comes to news, programs, talk shows. There is no other radio station like this. This is
Nine Runs of the News, all day, every day.
Here are the headlines at 18 hours. The Anti-Corruption Commission has arrested a Serenje District Council chairperson for corruption involving a 20,000 kwacha. The Community Action Against Corruption, CAAC, has criticized the government's release of the PricewaterhouseCoopers forensic audit report on ZAMSA, calling it a sugar-coated statement made in response to pressure from donors like Global Fund and the U.S. government. In international news, the U.S. says it has deported what it described as five criminal illegal aliens to the Southern African Kingdom of Eswatini.
977 News.
And now for the news in detail, my name's Ndashi Mataka. The Anti-Corruption Commission has arrested Serenje District Council Chairperson for corruption involving 20,000 kwacha. Stabius Mulamba, age 43, of house number 1719, low-density Serenje, was arrested and charged with one count of corrupt practices by a public officer, contrary to Section 19(1) as read with Section 40 of the Anti-Corruption Act number 3 of 2012 of the Laws of Zambia. Confirming the development to Lusaka Radio News, ACC Head of Corporate Affairs Timothy Mono says details of Mulambo on a date unknown, but between 1st August 2021 and 31st August 2021 in Serenje District Central Province, being a public officer serving as council chairperson under the Ministry of Local Government, did corruptly solicit 20,000 kwacha and actually received 15,000 kwacha as an inducement or reward for facilitating the allocation of a plot by Serenje District Council to a known Serenje resident. He says investigations revealed that Mulamba intercepted a known resident of Serenje from applying for a plot and promised to facilitate the allocation himself.
977 News.
The Community Action Against Corruption has criticized the government's release of the PricewaterhouseCoopers forensic audit report on ZAMSA, calling it a sugar-coated statement made in response to pressure from donors like the Global Fund and the U.S. government. CAAC Executive Director Brighton Tembo believes the partial announcement of the report wasn't done in the interest of genuinely fighting corruption, but to alleviate pressure from funders demanding accountability and transparency. Tembo states that corruption remains rampant in the current regime. Contrary to projections of improvement in Zambia's corruption status, the CAAC charges that systematic corruption is on the rise due to the Anti-Corruption Commission and Drug Enforcement Commission failing to professionally address emerging corruption cases. Tembo questions the position of institutions and individuals projecting a positive picture of Zambia's corruption status in light of these revelations.
The forensic audit report conducted by PricewaterhouseCoopers is a response to pressure coming from the donor community, more especially the Global Fund and the United States of America, who are the funders to the Ministry of Health. And these people have demanded that the Ministry of Health and government should account for the mismanagement of resources and donated funds at that ministry. So because of that, government has responded in this manner, but we do not believe this response is meant to clamp down on corrupt government officials. It is just meant to cool off the pressure coming from the donor communities who have demanded that their funds and resources should be accounted for. So we do not feel this is going anywhere.
The Teacher Child Advocacy Association of Zambia has commended the Ministry of Education for launching the secondary school commitment form aimed at strengthening discipline and accountability in secondary schools. The initiative launched at Lebala Secondary School in Lusaka under the theme Together Towards a Disciplined. Enoch Siama, Executive Director of TCAAZ, expressed strong support for the initiative, stating, "We believe an education system without discipline is impotent." This new commitment provides a firm foundation for nurturing responsible and focused learners. The Ministry of Education anticipates that this framework will bring uniformity in handling disciplinary cases and reinforce shared values between schools and communities.
Marks a renewed national focus on learner accountability, school-community collaboration, and academic excellence. Minister of Education described the initiative as a significant milestone in the ministry's ongoing reforms aimed at improving discipline, responsibility, and the overall learning environment in secondary schools. The commitment form seeks to enhance collaboration among school leadership, teachers, learners, parents, and guardians, ensuring a shared responsibility in promoting a culture of accountability and respect. This document of a commitment form is not a mere formality. It is a living tool that must be implemented, sincerely, publicly displayed in schools, and regularly reviewed, stated Dr. Mambo. Some of the key expectations outlined in the form include: teachers are required to manage learner behavior professionally. Learners must demonstrate respect, discipline, and a commitment to academics.
Central Member of Parliament Harry Kamboni has praised the UPND government for ensuring that development is taken to his constituency. Speaking during a media briefing Wednesday morning, Kamboni says during the PF government, no constituency development fund was given to his constituency, which affected the socio-economic development of the constituency. He says in the education sector, a number of schools have been constructed with desks being supplied by the local people, thereby creating jobs for the local people. Kamboni also says at least 900 students and 500 under skills development are being sponsored under CDF. He also says women and youth every year are receiving grants and loans respectively, amounting to 3.5 million kwacha.
Look at this government. You have the Minister of Justice for the first time, a woman. The Speaker of the National Assembly for the first time, a woman. This government has really believes in gender equality or gender parity. Are we together? So when I comment like that, I mean what I'm talking about. Then we come now to, I said, my wife, the maternity wing at Mwonde, then the staff house, and the clinic at Mwazi. The clinic is completed, the staff house is still being built. But we also have given the money to complete a 1x3 classroom block because of grade 8. The community built the classroom up to finish the wall, and the roofing and the finishing will be done by senior. Last long ago, we also did the humps. Because you Lusaka people drive very fast. We put the humps on the road. When you go check, you'll find the humps at Naslonga. Then really, see, matter what, I think I already mentioned the genset at the hospital. We also did mother's shelter at Request Mtanga Hospital. 1x3 laboratory at Green Acres in Mata. Humps, as you go to Livingston Road, people really complain. Their humps are there.
Incredible, accurate business news.
government.